Hello and welcome back to Cherish Ephesians 6:4. It is almost September and people are going back to school and getting into the typical fall routine. Before you know it, it will be Thanksgiving and then Christmas and on to another year. I know, I shouldn't even talk about it that much and make it crazy in our heads. But this week's article is called Happy Birthday and Here's the Whole Enchilada. So the article is a happy birthday article to Cherish Ephesians 6:4, who just turned 1 year old. And it's been a year since I've retired, and it's been a year since the birth of a new ministry, and I'm just grateful for the privilege of writing and recording each week. The original idea was to write thought-provoking articles to Christians who were hungry to grow in Christ. And as for the mission, I decided to focus on the Christian family, and more specifically, parenting. So I started with a small email list of people writing articles last September. That's 2022. And when I talked to folks about this, some people thought that when I said it was about Christian parenting, they would be getting little vignettes of information that they could slap into their parenting and be more successful. But that's not what it is. Instead, it's been about thinking deeply about your heart as a parent and how that relates then to your parenting. It's been about challenging parents to change their way of thinking and obeying God so your parenting will be in line with Ephesians 6:4. The point is, you can't give to your children, that is godly parenting, what you don't possess first yourself. That's godly living. The weekly article started last September, and in February of this year, I had an idea about recording theologically sound booklets and books in a world where many people would be more apt to listen on the go than to sit down and read. So I began recording and using Apple Podcasts to serve as kind of an audiobook. The beauty of this is that you can listen to one episode at a time. You can pause an episode or go back and listen again. You can listen with your spouse or you can listen with your children and then pause for thoughtful discussion and prayer. It's just a great tool. So presently, I have 15 different podcasts available to listen on a variety of subjects. However, not everyone has an Apple device, so last month I started a YouTube channel so non-Apple people can check the Cherish Ephesians 6:4 channel and listen there. Now, Lord willing, I will eventually get everything in one place on the website, but I'm just not there yet, so I will continue to post recordings on Apple Podcasts and on YouTube for the moment. For today, I've listed descriptions of all of the recordings and their locations if you'd like to check them out. It's almost the whole enchilada, but there are still a few things that I've yet to upload, so you won't see them just yet. Now, to get to these links, of course, it's in the article itself. You can't do it in audio. I guess you could, but it'd be quite monotonous. But anyway, you'll have to look at the article. And I think what I'm going to do is kind of put this at the tail end of the article each week. So when a new article comes out, you can look to the end of the article and see this list of recordings that are available. So let me go through them real quick, see if I can whet your appetite. The first one is a favorite of mine. It's called Thoughts for Young Men, and it was written by J.C. Ryle. And Ryle's terrific. He lived from 1816 to 1900, and he served God in England as a pastor and teacher for more than 40 years. He's very well known. And this particular recording, or his writing, Thoughts for Young Men, is just fantastic. Every family, every parent, especially the dads, should read this or listen to this and then walk through it with their sons. And by the way, this is also very good for grown men. The words are, or admonitions are the same for us as adult men as it is for children. So you may find it very convicting for yourself, but certainly you should look at this and maybe go through it with your children. I know a handful of people are that get this article each week. The second one is called Stand Firm by Peter Jeffrey. So that's a book about Christian warfare and dealing with the devil. So, of course, there's a lot there from Ephesians 6 on spiritual warfare. And Peter Jeffrey is very readable and very listenable, if that's a word. I think that would be a great help to anyone, maybe especially new Christians as well. Then The Duties of Parents, another little booklet written by J.C. Ryle, which every parent should read and apply in their home. Then there's Rediscovering the Lost Treasure of Family Worship, written by Jerry Marcellino. So family worship, doing family devotions, getting together, is something that's near and dear to my heart. It's something I did with our kids. My wife and I did it together with our kids for years as they were growing up. And I just think that was so impactful for a whole lot of reasons in our family. So encourage you to listen to that one. Then there's one that I wrote called Choose Your Master, God or Money. And I'm qualified to write this because I know all of the mistakes that Christians make and non-Christians make in handling money, in their attitude about money, their understanding about money. And sadly, it breaks my heart when I see that so many Christian families are doing exactly what non-Christians are doing. And they don't really have a sense of what the Bible says about money and all things related to money and what the Bible talks about when it's teaching on stewardship. So I highly recommend this. Again, I have a lot of experience in the area of what to do wrong, and then I have some experience on what to do God's way. And that's what that recording is about. Next up is Why Should I Believe Anything About Jesus Christ? And these are three fantastic booklets written by John Blanchard. According to the little description on the back of each booklet, it says that 18 million of these booklets have been produced and passed out around the whole world, different languages and so on. So I read through them and recorded them, and I was just so encouraged because Blanchard takes a look at the death and resurrection of Christ and tries to be very critical, or he's not trying to be critical, but he's using the criticisms of the world and answering each one of those very plainly, very sensibly, very logically. And I was, my own understanding and faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus was strengthened by listening to John Blanchard. So there's three of them. One's called Ultimate Questions. One is called Jesus, Dead or Alive. And then one is called Why the Cross. And I just strongly encourage you to listen to those for yourself. But of course, if you know someone who's not a believer and you would like to share one or more of those booklets with them, that would be terrific as well. Next up is called From Religion to Christ. This one was written by Peter Jeffrey, again, who served the Lord for more than 40 years in England and the U.S. And he writes in such a way that's very easy to follow. And this particular book that he wrote is really comparing, as it says, religion to Christ. Religion can be a number of things that you do to try to impress God, a number of shall we say, false sacraments and other things that some churches do and some religions do, and comparing that to what it really means to be a true believer in Jesus Christ, what a real relationship looks like with the Lord. Highly recommend that. Then we're back to J.C. Ryle again. A short reading on A Call to Prayer by J.C. Ryle. So a passionate plea from this famous preacher. and although his words were penned more than 100 years ago, the need and application for today's Christian is probably greater than ever. Precious Remedies Against Satan's Devices from Thomas Brooks. Okay, Thomas Brooks is one of my favorite dead people. Yes, we're going back to the Puritans. 1608. He was born in 1608 and wrote this back then. And it is, as you might surmise from the title, he wrote this book beautifully done. All of these ways that Satan attacks us and manipulates us and tempts us and so on, and how to think about those attacks and his devices, his satanic devices, and how to respond to those things in our Christian lives. I've done it, recorded it, that is, just one satanic device at a time. So my recommendation would be to just listen to one each day, listen to his remedy that Thomas Brooks gives us, and then just give that very careful thought about application to your own life. Okay, next up, messages you want to share with a friend or a loved one. So this is kind of a grab bag of a number of things that I recorded under this particular podcast that kind of didn't fit into other categories. So there's one in there, how to deal with angry children, how to deal with family feuds, how can I know I'm a Christian. I think I have about 11 different short recordings in there. And then we have critical considerations for Christian parents about your child's education. So I wrote a number of these, kind of an analysis of the effect of a non-Christian education on a child's heart, as well as things that parents believe about their child's education that are not true. I'm very much upfront in saying I do believe that every child of a Christian family needs to get out of the secular environment that is not only not Christian, but it is strongly anti-Christian and is having an effect, a devastating effect, on the hearts and minds of children. So that one's going to be a little challenging for you, or for some people it might be a little challenging, to talk about how a non-Christian school hardens a child's heart against God. I hope you will find that at least thought-provoking. So, critical considerations for Christian parents about your child's education. And then we have sinners in the hands of an angry God. Of course, that is the famous sermon that was preached by Jonathan Edwards back in the 1700s that had a tremendous effect on people when they heard it. God used it in an incredibly powerful way. I listened to it and, yes, recorded it, and I suggest you listen to it. And it was sobering. It was sobering, talking about where the non-Christian stands before God. And the imminent death that anyone can have, and if they're not a believer, find themselves going to hell. Very powerful, as I say. I suggest that you give that a listen to. I think it's about 32 or 34 minutes. It's not too long. But I believe it will make an impact on you in a good way. And then The Mortification of Sin by John Owen. Now, you've got to love that title. You've got to love that word, mortification. You know, the mortician. Basically, he's going from Romans 8, and he's talking about the need to kill sin in our lives, to be after it, to not be subtly putting up with it, but to go after it and to kill it. And through that process, becoming more like Christ. It's really about sanctification and holiness. It is probably the best and most well-known treatment of killing sin And it's just fantastic. Now, the problem with this book is it was written by a guy a long time ago. And if you read the original text, it's hard. It's hard to follow. So I found a ministry called Modern Puritans who modernized the language of the book. And it is so much better. I will tell you that it is still a hard think, but I think it is something absolutely necessary for every Christian who's serious about their walk with the Lord to dive into this book and apply it to their life. So again, it's in chapters on the podcast and on the YouTube channel. And you just take a bite at a time and think about it deeply. Pray that God will help you apply it to your lives. And it could be wonderful. Then we have Can You Trust God? So I wrote this myself, and I did attempt to get permission from the publisher of Jerry Bridges' book, Trusting God. That is the best. That's just a fantastic book. But they would not give it to me. And I just felt like something needs to be available that's for free, that goes through the scriptures and talks about the various difficulties in life and how we can trust God through all of those things. So, you know, I did it myself, and, you know, it's not that great, I'm sure, but the scriptures are there. And you can't do any better than just listening to the scriptures and taking them into your heart and believing them would help you to trust God. And the last one I have for you is the links to the podcast and YouTube location of Cherish Ephesians 6:4. So that's that was the original podcast, the one that has the weekly articles that I write each week and record those. You'll find them on Cherish Ephesians 6:4. You'll find this one on there. It's on there right now. So that's it. I guess that's the wrap. I just want to encourage you to try some of these. And I'm trying to find things that I can get permission to record and things that are helpful, really helpful for Christian families and particularly parents. So take a look, take a listen, and may God be glorified in all of this. Thank you.